Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Examine the questions asked. Hi, this is John Riley, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith with today's Daily Phil devotional. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 17 records two stories about healing, sort of. In both stories, the teachers of the law, and that's in quotes, were present and asked questions that revealed the distance between their perception of what they were seeing and their understanding of what they were seeing. It's sad when this happens to people, but it is common. There can be a great divide between one's perception and one's understanding, a divide between perception and truth. A quick look at the stories. In verses 1 through 12, four men carry a paralyzed man on a mat so that he can be healed by Jesus. The crowd of people seeing Jesus inside of the house was so big that they couldn't get the paralyzed man close. Therefore, they brought him up onto the roof and made a hole in the roof so they could lower the man straight to Jesus. Jesus sees the faith of these men and then says to the paralyzed man in verse 5, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Interestingly, this isn't the heart of the story. What comes next are questions from the teachers of the law. In verse 7, they ask, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" In the next story, verses 13 to 17, Jesus invites the tax collector Levi, the latter named Apostle Matthew, to follow him. And Levi immediately got up from his tax collector booth and followed Jesus. They went to Levi's house for dinner with Levi's friends. While there, the teachers of the law asked Jesus' disciples in verse 16, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" In both the stories, anger accompanies the questions. If you didn't picture anger or disgust along with those questions, then think about them again and imagine a kind of righteous indignation coming from the teachers of the law. I put righteous indignation, but in order to, that was only to evoke a certain kind of feeling in your mind. But honestly, it should have been unrighteous indignation. Was Jesus blaspheming? No. Was Jesus able to forgive sins? Yes. Was Jesus wrong to eat with tax collectors and sinners? No. The problem was not in what Jesus was doing, but in the minds of the teachers of the law who refused to see Jesus for who he was and for what he was here to do. Jesus came, according to his words in verse 17, which is what makes the second story about healing. He said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." So, what do your questions about life and the people around you reveal about your perspective? Spend some time considering the big questions you have and ask God to help reveal what those questions indicate about the way you see life, about the way you see Jesus, and about the way you see His mission and your part in it today. This is John Riley, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.